Appendix E, recirculation. The purpose of this appendix is to clarify the procedures for recirculation in Army fuel systems and vehicles. Recirculation of fuel is vital to ensuring the cleanliness and quality of fuel issued meets Army and DoD standards. Overview. Recirculation, circulation, product consolidation, flushing, and fuel line displacement are commonly used terms that are interchanged and many times refer to the same thing. Each of these operations has different procedures and can have specific purposes. However, the end result is the same, replacing the fuel contained in hoses or pipes downstream of the filter separator with fuel that is passed through a filter separator. However, for the purpose of this appendix, all these operations will be synonymous with recirculation. Also, depending on the mission and layout of the refueling system, it may be necessary to use one or a combination of the following methods to meet the daily requirements to ensure the quality of the fuel. Pumping fuel through system components to include filter separators, hoses, pipes, and refueling nozzles back into the same tank, truck, or container that the fuel came from. Consolidating product by pumping fuel through system components to include filter separators, hoses, and pipes back into a tank or container within the system other than the one the fuel came from. Displacing the amount of fuel contained in hoses or pipes downstream of the filter separator to the issue point nozzle with product that has been pumped through the filter separator. The fuel being displaced is pushed out the nozzle into a tank vehicle or container, which is not part of the refueling system. For tactical fuel systems, displacing, replacing, recirculating, or flushing twice the amount of fuel contained in the installed hoses or pipes, which are downstream of the filter separator to the nozzle, is sufficient. To calculate the amount of fuel contained in the hoses, take the amount of fuel contained in a length of hose and multiply it by the number of hoses between the filter separator and the nozzle. Doubling this number gives you the amount of fuel required to be recirculated. For refueling vehicles, displacing, replacing, recirculating, or flushing twice the amount of fuel contained in the installed hoses or pipes, which are downstream of the filter separator to the nozzle, is necessary and sufficient. If there is a recirculation adapter on the vehicle, recirculation of 3 to 5 minutes will ensure the product downstream of the filter separator has been replaced with clean product and has displaced twice the amount of fuel contained in the installed hoses or pipes downstream of the filter separator. Note: refer to Vehicle Technical Manual for quantity of fuel required in vehicle tank compartment to be able to perform this operation. For fixed-type systems, displacing, replacing, recirculating, or flushing twice the amount of fuel contained in the installed hoses or pipes, which are downstream of the filter separator to the nozzle, is sufficient. To calculate the amount of fuel contained in the hoses, take the amount of fuel contained in a length of hose and multiply it by the number of hoses between the filter separator and the nozzle. Doubling this number gives you the amount of fuel required to be recirculated. Tables. Listeners should refer to the print version of ATP 4-43 Appendix E for tables depicting the amount of fuel in suction and discharge hoses. It is mandatory that recirculation be performed prior to the first refueling of the day. This should be accomplished in conjunction with daily PMCS for the refueling system or vehicle. Recirculation during preventive maintenance checks and services allows the differential pressure to be checked on the filter separator and, if required, the water detection test performed. It is also mandatory to perform recirculation when a sample is required from filter separator or the nozzle, such as for the filter effectiveness test or type C testing. Fixed-type bulk storage systems may not require daily recirculation. This type of system would be required to be recirculated if directly fueling aircraft or when directed to do so.